KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and I'm here in Studio 1A with Austin's Trouble in the Streets. They have an album out, and they're going to be playing a couple shows for Free Week. How you doing, Nidai?
I'm doing great.
All right, well, let's start with a song.
Awesome. From Studio 1A, right here on 98.9 KUTX, Austin.
WTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We're here with Austin's own Trouble in the Streets. I'm talking with keyboardist and vocalist frontwoman Nidai Nebula Abaroji. Nidai, that sounded great.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been playing music together?
So September was 2 years, so a little over 2 years we've been playing together.
And how did you guys initially meet up and decide that this was the group that needed to happen?
Well, I think we were all mutual friends. You know, being a musician in Austin, you just kind of have a circle of people that you're around. And so it just came to one day where we were all jamming, and I had just gotten this Roland Juno, and I brought some ideas to the table, and it just really meshed really well with the background that they both have. Andy Leonard is on bass, and Robert Slangen is on drums. And we all just kind of have the same influences, and it just all worked together when we jammed.
So the album is called Electro Tribe, but that's also kind of the genre or style that you kind of prescribed to. Tell me about this genre.
So most times when people hear us, they have a hard time, you know, describing to other people what we are. And so we just kind of pull from a lot of different influences, whether it be, you know, metal, world. We have a little bit of, you know, funk in there as well. So Electro Tribe just kind of describes the vibe that we give off and the feel along with electronic music. So it kind of creates this community of people that really are down with the idea of what Trouble is and stands for.
I love it. It's KUTX 98.9. The group is Trouble in the Streets. Their new album is Electro Tribe. Came out last December. You can find it on Bandcamp. Where else?
You can also find it on our website. That's troubleinthestreets.com. That'll be the easiest way to find it.
Okay, and they've got some free week shows. You actually have one tonight at the Mohawk. Doors are already open. What time do you guys hit the stage?
We hit the stage at 11:30 tonight at Mohawk.
Okay, so you still got time to get on down there. And then later on this week, Thursday at Stubbs, they're going to be playing at 10:30 along with Kiddo and the Dude, Bourgeois Mystiques. They were great during New Year's, weren't they?
They were.
And Tiger Lily. And then the Electro Tribe EP is already out. And then you got Head for the Hills Fest coming up in March.
Yeah, so late March. It'll be a local San Marcos festival. Really amazing musicians, really awesome local talent that gets to be showcased.
It's KUTX 98.9. The group is Trouble in the Streets. I would love to hear another song.
You got it. Sobu. They call him Mr. Insobuwa. Here he comes walking down the street, stick his hand in someone else's pot, smoke in front of the chieftain. Smoke in front of the chieftain. what insobu means? It means trouble. Here you come walking down the street. Stick your hand in someone else's pot. Smoke in front of the chieftain.
Austin Trio, Trouble in the Streets, fronted by the lovely and ferocious Nidai Nebula Abaroji. And they've got the EP out right now, Electro Tribe. You check it out on their website, TroubleInTheStreets.com, or on Bandcamp. Check out the show tonight. It's at Mohawk. The doors are already open. You still got plenty of time to go over there before they hit the stage at 11:30. And then later on this week, on Thursday, they'll be at Stubbs along with a bunch of other great acts. Nidai, thank you so much for coming in. I can't wait to have Trouble in the Streets back in the studio again.
Thank you.
Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and you've got it on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.